So we're going to start seated today, and you can keep your socks on for the moment.
So the emphasis here is on the neck, on the throat.
Okay, so we're just going to start in a comfortable seated position. You can have your legs outstretched as well, that's fine, as long as you're moving into the neck. So just place your fingertips gently behind your head, lift the spine so you're nice and tall. And as you exhale, drop your chin towards your chest and feel a stretch in the back of the upper neck and shoulders. When you next breathe in, start to look up. Your hands can support your head as you warm it up. And just breathe into the back of your throat here. You're going to exhale, drop your chin to the chest. And then breathe in, looking up again. And then four more in your own time. Exhaling, dipping the chin. Inhaling, looking up as you draw the breath into the throat. And after you've completed those four, look up and then bring the gaze normally forwards and release your arms by your sides. Okay, we're going to drop the chin to the chest again and just roll the chin round to the right shoulder and bring your gaze level with how it started. Exhale, drop chin to chest, making that half circle over to the other side. Lovely. Exhale, lower chin to chest, chin towards the right shoulder, and exhale it to the other way. Wonderful. Two more of these. Again, you can return your gaze forwards, extending the arms ahead of you now. You want to flex your wrists, so lovely active arms. And just ensure your spine is straight, nice soft shoulders. Bring the breath in through the nose into the back of your throat. Okay, and your next in-breath, looking up. And place the hands as though they're on the ceiling as you open into the throat. As you exhale, lower the gaze with the hands back to your starting position. Breathing in to rise. Exhale to lower, lovely. Two more. Feel the throat nice and open as you breathe in. And exhale, we're going to hold the hands out. Flex those wrists. We're opening the arms now to the sides, so your palms face down. Initially, the arms are at shoulder height and the arms are long. Again, lift the spine up before we start. We're now turning the palms up to the face of the sky. And on your next out-breath, you're just going to bend the elbows, tap the shoulders with your fingertips. As you breathe in, straighten the arms so you keep those elbows as high as your shoulders. Exhale, tapping. Inhale, opening. So just make sure the shoulders are soft, that you're not hunching. Really strengthening the shoulders, lengthening the neck. Keep bringing the breath into your throat. And then extend the arms and hold here. And the arms away from each other so they're lovely and strong. And now turn your palms to face the floor. Working with arms like a pendulum, we're going to tap the thumbs underneath the armpits, keeping those elbows high. Breathe in, lengthening. Lovely. Exhale, tapping. Inhale, lengthening the arms again. Lovely. Three more. Again, leaving the arms out, softening into the shoulders. Lovely. We bring the arms ahead of us again, this time palms touching, holding nice and steady ahead of you. Sink nice and low into the sitting bones, sink and reach now high with the whole spine. Breathe in, lift the arms, looking up again. Open the throat, bring the breath in. Return your gaze forwards and release your arms. And bring your fingertips onto the the shoulders with bent elbows. We're just going to circle the arms forwards. You can involve your waist as you just loosen into the shoulders and neck that you've been working. Come to stillness and then circle the elbows backwards. Wonderful. So if you have socks on, you may like to take those off now. You might want to just shake out the legs, having been in a cross-legged position for a while. And we're going to loosen up the legs. Feel a nice stretch in the arms and shoulders by coming up into a blissful downward facing dog. When you're ready, tucking toes under, lifting the tailbone and pedaling out the heels. Let's enjoy this beautiful stretch. Nice release for your shoulders there. Okay, and then walk your feet to your hands, coming into forward bend. And you can keep the knees bent if you're a little cold this evening still. Bring the breath into the back of your heart space and shake the head now as if to say no, just ensuring the head and the neck are releasing. Nod the head as if to say yes. And when you're ready, rolling up slowly, one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Again, you can shake out the legs and roll back the shoulders. We're taking an extended mountain pose, so just keep the feet grounded and reach up with your arms. If you'd like to look to your hands, looking up now to open the throat. If you'd like to add a back bend, you can push the hips forwards and out. And breathe here. We're taking a few breaths here, so if the back bend's not working, push your hips back and align your vertebrae. Bring the breath from the nose into Vishuddha chakra, your fifth chakra in the throat. Two more breaths here. And then fold into forward bend, Uttanasana, releasing, counterbalancing that back bend with this forward bend. Wonderful. We're going to take the right foot back now, just like Surya Namaskar, nice slow version. We're dropping to the right knee in a left-sided lunge, so point your right toe and now look up and open the throat. Take every opportunity you can to feel open into this space. And then ground your hands, tuck your right toes underneath back into plank position. And then drop to knees, chest, chin, and scoop through to a cobra. Again, you're opening the throat. So usually in cobra, we don't open the throat as much as here, but today the emphasis is on opening the throat. So it's okay to crease the neck a little bit today as you bring that breath in. We're pushing up now into downward facing dog once more. Please adjust your feet if you need to. And the right foot leads again, so step it through or drop to your knees and use your right hand to ease that foot forwards as you come into your lunge. And again, look up, nice soft shoulders, soft faces. Bring the breath into your throat. Left foot meets right. Take an extended forward bend. Hands on the shins are on the floor ahead of you. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, breathing, reaching up. Opening the throat again in your back bend or just looking to your hands. And exhale, your hands to your heart. Lovely. It's a bit faster on the left side. So breathe in, reaching tall. Another back bend and looking up. Exhale, forward bend. Left foot steps back, kneeling lunge. Look up, open the throat. Plank position, sweep that right leg back. Dropping to knees, chest, chin, easing down. Coming to cobra, maybe a little higher now into upward facing dog and downward facing dog. Tuck those toes under or roll the toes over. Moment here.
When you're ready, sweeping your left foot through between the hands, coming to your right knee, looking up. Lovely. Right foot meets left foot. Extend your forward bend by looking up and opening your throat. Exhale, nose to your knees. Inhale, sweeping hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Lovely. Please take a moment here. If you need water, have some now. And notice the heat you've generated. And be focused on that breathing as it flows into the back of your throat. Okay, so we'll take another round of Suri Namaskar. Take your out breath, breathing in, reaching tall, maybe back bending, but look up and open your throat. Exhale, forward bend, and step the right foot back, kneeling lunge, again looking up. Exhale, plank position, and knees, chest, chin. Inhale into cobra or up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Right foot steps through again. Right-sided, kneeling lunge, looking up, bring that breath in. Left foot steps forward, extend your forward bend, look up, hands on shins or floor, exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweeping hands high, exhale, hands to the heart, lovely, flowing to the left side. Breathing in, forward bend, breathing out. Left foot steps back, looking up in that lunge. Plank position. Keep the exhale going as you drop knees, chest, chin down. Inhaling up dog. Exhale down dog. Lovely. And the left foot leads again. Step it through or come to all fours and use your left hand. Right foot meets left. Extend your forward bend on the inhale. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment here. Get your breath back. So we're taking another round, this time in your own time. So just allow your body to move in time with your breath, the breath dictating the speed at which you move. So when you're ready, breathing in and reaching tall. So with real emphasis on opening the throat at every opportunity. Moment to just feel that downward facing dog before you step that right foot through. And then always looking up on that inbreath. You can pause between the rounds or flow straight into your left side when you're ready. Left foot knees, that's right. Take a lovely breath in through cobra or up dog. Exhale down dog, beautiful. And the left foot knees to follow. Looking up, beautiful. We're going to flow now towards Down Facing Dog through Suri Namaskara A. So when you're ready, take your out breath. Reaching up again, opening the throat on the back bend. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Look up, extend your spine. Exhale, plank position. And Chaturanga press up to the floor. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Holding here again. We're going to hold for 5 breaths. So use the breath to draw energy into the throat, redirecting prana, life force, into Vishuddha chakra. Wonderful. Then dropping to all fours and sink back onto your heels, but keep the head lifted. You're just coming into a kneeling position. Okay. So you can have pointed toes or toes tucked under. And we have two hand positions. You can have the hands on the knees, or you can come into the four lions pose by coming almost onto all fours, but not quite. You're going to turn the right hand clockwise so the fingertips point towards your knees, and the left hand anti-clockwise. That's it. So a bit of pressure on the wrists. If that's not good for you, just sit back onto the heels and place your hands on your thighs. Okay, so it's a strong wrist flex. Okay, if that's not good, please sit back if you need to. So with this breath, your focus for the eyes is on your eyebrow center, the third eye. So as you breathe in, you're going to start to look up at that third eye. And as you breathe out, open your mouth as wide as you can. Breathe out and stick your tongue out and low into the mouth. So breathe in, looking to that third eye center. And exhale, opening the mouth, sticking the tongue out. So four more of those breaths. And you can close the mouth as you take that breath in. Beautiful. And then you can release the hands and sink back into child pose and release into the shoulders. Now, it's said that that lion's posture can help with frustration and anger, but it's also lovely to release into the jaw, into the temples, if you're holding any tension there. We're going to try same again. This time we're going to make a little bit more of a roar, but a louder ah. Alright, so we're going to come back onto high kneeling, adjust the wrists, so turn your right hand 180 degrees, so you turn it clockwise and the left hand anti-clockwise. Lovely. If that does hurt this time, then sit back and place the hands on the knees. So breathe in, look up, breathing through the nose, looking at that third eye, breathe out, open the mouth and breathing out. Four more. Two more. And last one. How do you release the position? Brilliant, well done. You laughed the least out of the classes this week. Well done. Had people in hysterics then, yeah. Please release your wrists. Now, that's very good for releasing tension in the throat, and it's also said that it can make your voice clearer and your singing voice better. All right, let's go back into downward facing dog. Onto all fours, tuck those toes under, push up, and pedal out your heels. Let's have a blissful dog. The come to plank position and gently lower yourself onto your tummy. So we're going into some back bends. We're going to start with locust pose. Just make sure your head is on the mat, not the floor. Rest on one cheek for a moment. So there's a little space between the pointed feet, heels falling out to the sides, arms by your sides for this one, palms facing the sky. So very important that when you lift, your head stays in line with the spine and that you're looking to the floor. When you feel ready, we're going to look to the floor. We're going to work dynamically into locust. So on your next in-breath, lift your head, shoulders, arms, hands, feet, knees, thighs from the floor. As you exhale, lower the body down, tapping chin to the floor or the nose. Breathe in to lift and rise, lifting the head a little bit higher than you normally would to open into the throat. Shine it forwards, exhale to lower down. Beautiful, and three more in your own time. The speed at which you move governed by that breath. good. And once you've completed 5 in total, release down, rest on the other cheek. Just get your breath back here. Going to repeat that dynamic locus when you're ready. So looking to the floor once more as you next take your in breath, lift and rise, lifting head, shoulders, arms, hands, legs, thighs. Exhale, tapping down. As you breathe in, the neck is long, and then lift it just slightly higher to feel the opening in the throat. Exhale it down. So it's just a moment of openness. Breathing in to rise, exhale to lower, and 2 more times. And then you can rest on the other cheek and just get your breath back for a moment. Okay, we're moving into bow pose now, so if you'd like to bend your knees and take hold of your ankles or your feet. Okay. Shift your knees together a little bit closer, maybe a little way apart. Again, ensuring that the spine is straight and the neck is long. As you breathe in, we're going to lift and hold this time. So breathe in, lift, hold, lift head, shoulders, chest. And feel the legs straightening as you try and get your thighs off the floor. 3 more breaths here. Make the breath long and full. Draw the breath into the back of your throat. And exhale, release down. You can keep hold of your feet or let them go. We will do one more round of bow pose. So whatever you feel comfortable for the next few breaths. Like to take that again, grabbing hold of the feet, and if you can reach your ankles, that's preferable, because if you flex your feet you may get a little bit higher. So when you're ready, breathe in and lift, and breathe into that throat, shine and open the throat. Pull the shoulders down towards the base of your spine. 2 more breaths if you can. And please release down and rest on the other cheek. Excellent. A couple of breaths here. The floor becomes very comfortable. And when you're ready, placing hands under shoulders, push up and back into child pose. Nice wide knees, big toes touching. Just release those backward bends with a slight forward bend here. So we have options here. You can stay in child pose. You could now move to a downward facing dog. And the third option is to move to downward facing dog and to flow through a vinyasa to plank position, chaturanga, upward facing dog, and downward facing dog. Lovely, and then we're dropping to the knees. Again, high kneeling, and we're going into camel pose now. So if you come and tuck your toes under, knees are hip distance apart. You're going to start by bringing your hands into the small of your back, and then gently start to look up and open the throat. If you'd like to add a bit more of a back bend, push the hips forwards and out. Maybe you can even reach for your heels. Whatever you do, keep the neck in line with the rest of your spine and don't look around. We'll take 4 more breaths here. Feel an opening in the heart space and into the throat, the 5th chakra. And to safely come out, tuck your chin in, ease forwards with the hands, sink back into child pose, sinking back onto your heels. Taking a moment here. Okay, so we have two options for the next posture. The first option is to repeat the camel pose you just did. If you're happy to sit in thunderbolt pose, Vajrasana, you're going to bring the knees to hip distance apart. Your bottom sits between the feet that are bent, and you're going to lay the elbows on the floor behind you, and you're going to open the throat and look up. Now, if you do feel comfortable there, you can lay your back onto the floor, a little bit lower, palms to the sky. Lovely open heart and lovely open throat. You can even lift the head a little bit more here, just to emphasize that fifth chakra. Please stay in camel if those knees and thighs don't feel long today. Well done. Get that breath flowing in. Tuck your chin in. Ease forwards. Again, find child pose. Sinking back. Beautiful. Well done. So again, you can stay in child pose if you'd like to come up to a downward facing dog, flowing there now, and it can be a blissful dog so that you can ease your legs out. Lovely. And then come to all fours again, and then bring the legs forwards as though you're going into Dandasana with the legs out in front of you and you're on your bottom. We're going to add a twist now to the spine, and I'd like you to really focus on the neck as it turns and feel a lovely lifting through the whole spine. So first, bring your right foot to your left buttock and then try and step that left foot over the right knee. And if that's not working, just go into cross-legged position with the left leg in front of the right. So wherever you are, you're either bringing the left hand onto the right knee, or you're bringing the crook of the left elbow into the knee. Maybe you're hooking it over the knee and bending at the elbow, opening the hand. Breathe in, lift your spine. Exhale, look over the right shoulder. And keep the breath flowing in through the nose into the back of the throat. Just lovely and open, creating space, a soft flowing breath here. Lovely. Keeping the legs where they are, we're rotating round to the left side, so left fingertips come behind you. You can take the knee and the crook of your right elbow, breathe in, lift up, and look over your left shoulder. Every time you breathe in, feel that spine extending. There's space between the chin and the chest. Look over the left shoulder a little bit deeper every time you exhale. And gently releasing that side. Wonderful. We're changing the legs over now. So the left foot comes towards the right buttock. You step the right foot over the left knee, or come into cross-legged with right foot ahead of the left. Lovely. We're going to start just by hooking the right elbow over the knee, bending at the elbow, opening the palm. Breathing in, lifting the spine, creating space between the chin and the chest, look over the left shoulder. And keep
keeping the legs where they are, rotate all the way around to the right side. Hook your left elbow over the knee or give it a hug in the crook of the left elbow. Breathe in, lifting tall. Exhale, twisting the head and neck as you look over your right shoulder. Keep bringing the breath into the throat. And gently turn the gaze forwards. Just keep your legs where they are for a moment. Okay, we're going to keep both knees bent now. So lean into your left hip. You're just going to bend the knees as though you're sitting side saddle. And your left hip will be in the floor, but your right hip will be lifted. So just make sure the spine is as long as it can be. We're going to twist. It might feel a bit awkward to start with. But we're going to bring the left hand onto the right knee. I'm going to try and bring the right hand behind us. Breathe in to lift, exhale to twist. So you might not get very far. You might feel the knees pulling a little bit. Just turn as best you can. Here you go. Keeping the knees where they are, we're turning to twist the other way. Right hand coming onto the left knee, left fingertips behind you. Draw the navel in, lift, exhale and twist. Whole spine twisting, nice soft shoulders. Wonderful, and looking forwards. So lean into your left hip, swing your legs forwards, then bend the knees again, come onto your right hip. Predominantly sitting on that left hip, the body is long. We'll start with the right hand on the left knee, left fingertips behind you. Breathe in, lengthen, and look over the left shoulder. So try and draw the pelvic floor up, the navel in, lift the spine nice and tall, and the neck, and look a little bit deeper as you exhale. Gently turn forwards, bring the right fingertips behind you, left hand on the right knee. Again, lifting nice and tall and looking over the right shoulder. Beautiful, gently releasing forwards. Let's extend the legs ahead of us, just like we're going into Dandasana. If you need to protect your lower back, bend your knees. Otherwise, straighten the legs, activate the legs, reach nice and tall. Moving into forward bend, Paschimottanasana, reaching for the toes. Looking to the toes again, just extend the spine now, release nose to knees. Feel a lovely stretch in the whole back body, particularly into the neck and upper shoulders, creating flexibility there at the root of the Vishuddha chakra in the neck and throat. So use your out breath to really release and let go here. Feel an expansion of the back of your heart space as you breathe in and soften and melt the back of the heart as you exhale. And then look to your toes. Breathe in as you reach up and exhale, arms by your sides. Okay, we're going into reverse table now, so bend your knees, ground your feet hip distance apart. Fingers face forwards, we're bringing them underneath the shoulders. We're going to push into the feet, lift the hips now off the floor, making a lovely line between the knees and the shoulders. And if you feel comfortable with the neck, you're going to open the throat by looking to the sky. But if you need to come down, tuck your chin in, drop the bottom to the floor, give yourself a hug. Otherwise, we're going into four more lovely full breaths. Breathe in through the nose, bring breath into that open throat center. Beautiful. After those four breaths, tuck your chin in, ease the bottom down. Give yourself a hug, drop chin to chest, really rounding into the shoulders. You may just want to shrug them and release them, maybe circle them. And take a couple of breaths here. Very strong posture, lovely stretch in the front of the shoulders, front of the arms. Okay, so you can either just keep hugging the knees, you can repeat that tabletop, or you can move into the full posture, Parsvottanasana, which is extended legs, hand position the same, fingers forwards underneath the shoulders. You're lifting the bottom, pointing the toes, and then you're looking up, opening the throat, holding here. But please keep knees bent in that tabletop, or just rest if you need to. It's very strong on the wrist. Two more breaths here, pointing toes towards the floor. Lovely. And tuck your chin in, ease yourself down. Bend your knees again, give yourself a hug. Release and rounding into the spine, well done. Okay, so just scoot your bottom forwards. We're rolling down now, just to Apanasana, so you can just rock back. Give yourself a hug, gently rock from side to side, releasing into the spine, back of the shoulders. Okay. So we're going to go into a little plow variation. So you're going to bring the legs over the top of your head. So you're going to scoot your bottom down towards the bottom edge of your mat. If you'd like a little demonstration, you can come and have a look. Essentially, I'm going to use my hands in the floor to push myself back a little bit. Bring the hands under the back and just drop the knees towards the forehead. It's a little plow variation. And remember, at all times, keep the head nice and straight. If that's not good for your spine or for your back, let me know. I can get you a blanket and a block. That's lovely. So just bear as much weight as you can on the back of the neck. You have a nice stretch there. And then just try and lift the chin a little so you're not compressing the throat at all, but there's still a little bit of space between the chin and the chest. Lovely. If you need to come down at all, use your hands to ease yourself down. If you feel confident here, I'm flexible. Extend your legs and place your toes on the floor. So flex toes into a full plow position. And go as far as is comfortable for you. If that is comfortable, bend your knees. Your knees by your ears. Extend the legs again, tuck toes under, bend the knees, and you're going to ease down using your hands to support your back, using your core to roll back down again, and give yourself a hug, gently rocking from side to side. Fantastic, well done. And shake it out, shake out arms and legs, a free posture, so if your body needs anything, listen to it. And then we'll go into a relaxation. If you'd like to grab clothing and covers, pop socks back on.